A Jewish Journal article, ADL webinar with law enforcement discusses state of hate crimes. Anti-Defamation League, ADL, Los Angeles hosted a webinar with various law enforcement officials on August 26, providing an overview of anti-Semitism in the country and law enforcement's role in handling such matters. ADL Los Angeles Regional Director Jeffrey Abrams began the webinar noting that there was a 40% increase in anti-Semitic incidents from 2016 to 2020 in California. More recently, there was a 115% increase in anti-Semitic incidents across the country from May 11 to 31 following the escalation between Israel and Hamas over that time frame. When tensions flare in the Middle East, Jews around the world are blamed, Abrams said. He urged social media companies and every lever of government to do their part in combating anti-Semitism. Acting U.S. Attorney Tracy L. Wilkison and FBI Los Angeles Field Office Assistant Director Christy Johnson then spoke, touting their respective offices' partnership with the ADL and efforts to counteract hate crimes, such as the establishment of a hate crimes task force that includes the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, FBI, and prosecutors. Wilkison pointed to the recent conviction of a man who attempted to bomb a 2019 white nationalist rally in Long Beach and also intended to target members of the Jewish community as an example of her office's recent actions in responding to a hate-motivated trend across the country. Anti-Semitic and hate crimes are unacceptable to me and we will fight them with every tool that we have, she said. Emily Kaufman, an investigative researcher for the ADL, later presented an overview of anti-Semitic incidents since 2020. California has one of the highest incident rates of anti-Semitism in the country. While the number of incidents have declined slightly since 2020, it's still part of an increasing trend, Kaufman said. As examples, she pointed to the May anti-Semitic attack at the Sushi Fumi restaurant in the Beverly Grove by individuals in a Palestinian caravan, as well as an incident at a synagogue in Redondo Beach, where a note that read, Die F. Ing Jew, was received later that month. Since May, 60% of American Jews have personally witnessed anti-Semitism online or in person. By comparison, 63% said that they had seen anti-Semitism online or in person over the past 5 years. This is particularly striking given that the timeline was 3 weeks, Kaufman said. She also referenced instances of anti-Semitism from white nationalists, pointing to the man at the January 6 riot who wore a hoodie sweatshirt that read, Camp Auschwitz, and the white supremacists who blamed Jewish mercenaries for the deaths that occurred that day. The pain, frustration, and fear that the Jewish community has been feeling is real, Kaufman said. If Jews don't feel safe, then it's not possible for anyone to feel safe. Orlando Martinez, the LAPD hate crimes coordinator, said that they have recorded 59 anti-Semitic crimes thus far in 2021, an uptick from 39 the year prior, and pointed to Miracle Mile and West Los Angeles as hotspots for anti-Semitic hate crimes. He also argued that hate crimes are being underreported because some crimes are simply considered to be aggravated assaults instead of hate crimes. FBI Special Agent Matt Grimes concurred that hate crimes are being underreported to the FBI because there are a lot of communities out there that just don't trust law enforcement and have concerns about language barriers, while others may be concerned about their immigration status. Prosecutor Mac Jenkins said that successfully prosecuting hate crimes as civil rights cases are exceedingly difficult because prosecutors have to prove the but-for motive, meaning that absent a defendant's prejudice, the crime wouldn't have occurred. Assistant United States Attorney Veronica Dragolin said that out of the 271 hate crime cases in 2015 to 2020, 79% resulted in a guilty plea while 21% went to trial. She argued that it was important for people to report on incidents so the FBI can stop escalating behavior, pointing to how the Chabad of Poway shooter committed arson against a mosque in 2019, a month before the shooting. Other speakers during the webinar included Chief of the Civil Rights Section, Civil Division of the U.S. Attorney's Office Karen Ruckert and LAPD Deputy Chief Blake Chow.